farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, farmers benefit from Field Day activity in St. Elizabeth. Stay tuned to find out more. And our proverb of the day comes up near the end of the program. I'm Prince Moore. Thanks for waking up with us.
Protect yourself from mosquito bites. Use a mosquito repellent that contains DEET. Sleep under a mosquito net and close windows before dark. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
Several farmers recently participated in a field day on the Holland Sugar Estate in St. Elizabeth. The field day was staged by Jerry and Nephew Limited in collaboration with Newport for Sand. Farmers were able to view demonstrations on applying fertilizers and other agricultural chemicals and participated in discussions on research, agronomy and plant physiology. Junior Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Luther Buchanan says the activity is in line with the government's efforts to boost sugar production. He says the viability of the sugar industry is of particular importance to citizens of sugar-dependent communities.
We as a government continue to implement and adapt strategies which is geared towards the development and maintenance of a commercially viable sugarcane industry led by the private sector.
Mr. Buchanan says the government remains committed to finding ways to support the local sugar industry to ensure that it remains to 100% profitability. With this in mind, he says the government will continue to work towards the establishment of an enabling policy environment for the expansion of the sugar industry.
The activities to support the increased scale production, productivity and efficiency is about marketing, pricing arrangements, and as we speak, this aspect of the industry is in full swing.
Junior Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Luther Buchanan. He points out that the sugarcane industry has been performing well over the years, even as the restructuring of the industry's management is ongoing. Mr. Buchanan adds that sugar remains the largest foreign exchange earner in the agricultural sector.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too bad with one another. We don't care if the actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
We're doing the one to others as the one down to you. Unity in the community. More love, less hate. Stop retaliate. Less strife, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
The proverb for this morning is, make one jackass bray. Translation, allow one jackass to bray at a time. This means it is difficult to see the merit in other person's ideas if everybody attempts to speak at the same time. Also, if someone is speaking foolishly, avoid adding to the confusion. That's where we wrap up this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook with Student Engineer Andre Palmer. I'm Prince Moore, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.